When you're living in a world of not enough, right? When you say I'm sacrificing something, you make yourself a victim. I had to sleep in my car. I had to have this. Well, that seems to be, for me, focusing on what we don't want, what's missing. You know, why can't it just be I'm making an investment in myself by this activity? So, sleeping in it, you know, J.K. Rowling, would she make an investment in herself by staying on the streets, writing, getting, could be easily perceived, and that could be the meaning of it. Or, oh my God, what sacrifice you made. Why is it a sacrifice if you're pursuing your potential? You know, what is it sacrificing? I mean, not eating, right? People do that all the time. To not eat, you know, out, for example. My wife does it all the time because she doesn't want to gain weight. She's investing in herself. Yeah. So I even look at the losses I've had, and I know this one was really hard for me to process, but I see the money that I lost, right, over $100 million as an investment, right? And it keeps paying back. If I didn't have that money, if I didn't, you know, spend it on what I spent it on, the mistakes that I made, I wouldn't be able to make as much as I make today. I wouldn't be able to help as many people. I wouldn't be able to write the books. All of that was an investment, where I see other people lose money far less than that. And I'm a victim. You know, this blame, shame, justification. I sacrificed all this for nothing. Did you really? No, you invested it into the capabilities that you have to do more. There's no doubt that if you lose money or invest in something that doesn't have a return, then you're not looking at what the return is. I'll repeat that. If you invest in something that you perceive doesn't have a return on it, then you have the wrong perception, because it has to have a return. May not have had the return that you expected or you attached your emotions to, like a 5x return or an economic return, but you could have made that one relationship. What if situationally you did that and then you found the woman of your dreams?
That would be important.
Right. that's a great return, right?
Great return.
But people don't see returns. You know, I'll give you another example. Try not to use specific names, but I will invest in, like, you know, let's say that you're someone that I want to do business with. I will invest in your business, even though I may not feel it has an economic return, because I could do so much more with you by making that investment. And meanwhile, other people would pay, you know, a lot more just to have a meeting with you. You know, I'll give you a real example, because this was one of the things in sports agency that I did. People, you know, would pay all this money to get an athlete to go to make an appearance, right? I'm sure you're familiar. It could be $5, $10, $20, $50, $100,000. And, you know, what I would do is I would go to an athlete, famous athlete, you know, let's just say Joe Montana, for example. And I'd say, Joe, would you like to come out to dinner with me? I'm going to introduce you to a bunch of high net wealth individuals, guys who are running Silicon Valley, but I'd love for you to meet these guys. It'd be a great opportunity. They may hire you for appearances, whatever. And I said, and I know your time's valuable, so not only will I take you to dinner, but I'll give you $1,000 cash to come with me. But, you know, just so you have some extra spending money. Are you kidding? I get to go to dinner with you and I make $1,000 and I get to meet all these rich guys? So then what do I do, right? I then take all of you rich people with me and say, hey, do you guys want to go to dinner with me and Joe Montana? I instantly get credibility. Oh my gosh, Dave Meltzer's friends with Joe Montana, which I am, but Joe's going to dinner with me. And then I have each of you now for $1,000 in a dinner, right? I now can do business with 6 of the richest, most successful, powerful, or connected people that I know.
Win-win situation.
So these aren't sacrifices. I didn't, you know, people, they literally don't see, they're playing checkers. You got to play chess. when you're looking at this is loss or sacrifice. I don't believe in loss or sacrifice. I believe in, okay, I've made this investment. Now, what's my return? It may not be what I anticipated, but if I'm looking for the return, I'll find it. It's what, you know, you give meaning to everything you see. So instead of looking for what's missing, because that's what people do when they lose their money. Oh, I can't believe I lost. One time I had bought options on a stock and it did extremely well. And I was up, before I left for Canada, I was up $985,000 on a $60,000 investment. And so I bought some options and I thought the news was coming out Thursday. My wife's like, sell it. I was like, oh no, the news will come out. It's going to go higher. I'll check it out when I land in Vancouver. By the time I landed in Vancouver, my stop loss had hit and I broke even. Well, back then I didn't have this mindset, right? So not only, you know, I was telling my wife, I'm like, oh, I lost $985,000. I'm an idiot. I could have retired my mom. Like all the things. But I, instead, right, today I see a whole different thing that I did, right? Because that lesson sticks with me. And now if I want to retire my mom, then I'll retire my mom. I won't make up some story how I could have, should have, or would have bought her the car, or the house, or retired her. It's, I want to do this. As soon as I get to that point, I'm going to do it. And I won't put myself in a position where I'd lose that. This is a really important lesson between sacrifice and investment. I do not believe in sacrifice. You're just investing.